Oh, I just want to say for the requirements and grading, I like that you have an audio explanation there as well. Did you just record that using the WIMBA podcasting?
I did, and I have audio explanations in various places in the course because I started experimenting with that WIMBA. It's not even the WIMBA podcasting. It's just the WIMBA, like, voice announcement or voice content. I think it's not voice announcement because that has to go on the announcement page, but there's some kind of just voice recording that I just patched in. And students really loved it, although I have to say I just went to a podcasting workshop here on campus, and from now on I'm going to use Jing and create podcasts because it's much easier to edit. The thing about the WIMBA voice tool is you have to basically delete the whole thing and start over if you hem and haw or any of those things, which I mostly just left alone, but I'm not thrilled with the quality of all of those voice announcements. I'm just too lazy to do them again. And the great thing about easy free podcasting software that's available right now is that you can, you know, cut out a specific gap in your announcement or anything that you want to do. So in time, I will clean all of those up. But I'm glad you like them. And I have found it amazes me. Students just love to hear the sound of my voice.
Well, I know I'm laughing because I always think when I put the audio in, it's like, I'm like, gosh, these students just must be so sick of listening to me. But what was I going to ask you? What is the name of that program again that you're using for podcasting? I've used Audacity, but I think you said something else.
Oh, yeah, Audacity is the good one. I was thinking there's another program called Jing, J-I-N-G, that I think lets you do video casting as well, that I always confuse Audacity with. But, yeah, for the voice stuff, Audacity is the one.